Well, out of the warning from disability service providers that problems with the rollout of the National Disability Insurance Scheme could force them out of business. The concerns are contained in a report compiled by the peak body for the disability service sector, as Michael Edwards reports.
Those in the disability support sector see the National Disability Insurance Scheme as a huge and necessary social reform, but many have been frustrated to the point of anger with its implementation.
It's not being implemented as well as it could and should be, and that's putting outcomes for people with disability at real risk.
Andrew Richardson heads the House with No Steps, which is a major East Coast disability service provider. He supports the NDIS, but he's begging the government to improve its performance.
The underlying concern I have is that we're moving risk from government onto service providers unnecessarily due to poor implementation. And that risk is then being moved onto our employees as the career and disability support becomes increasingly unsustainable, and ultimately onto people with disability, and that's just not good enough.
Anne Bryce is the chief executive of Achieve Australia, another group bearing the brunt of the problems.
It's been extremely difficult managing our way through the red tape, the delays, the poor planning, and it's left us as not-for-profits to underwrite virtually the NDIS rollout in New South Wales.
Why is this?
Because the time it takes for them to process all of the payments, the time it takes to navigate your way through the change in policy as you go, takes so much time administratively. It takes you away from the main job, which is to provide services to people with disability.
What should the government be doing to make it easier for you then?
They need to fast-track the decision-making, and they need to make sure, deliver on the payments and obligations that they've already got. They need to invest into more people to ensure that decisions can be made locally for people with disabilities who are being impacted.
Those concerns are echoed repeatedly in a detailed report on the implementation of the NDIS. Put together by the peak body for the sector, National Disability Services, it found widespread frustration and concern. Ken Baker is the chief executive of the NDIS.
They've lacked certainty about the policy environment. They've had to grapple with a lot of red tape that they didn't expect, a lot of complicated, faulty processes and systems in the NDIS, and these have all prevented them from getting on and doing the job they want to do, which is to support people with disability.
Many details of the report are troubling. It found demand for services is growing rapidly as many people sign up for the NDIS, but problems with implementation are discouraging service providers from growing. It also discovered many providers are worried about their financial condition, with only 40% rating their finances as strong or very strong, down from 53% last year. The sector wants the government to step in to streamline delivery systems and provide compensation for those the scheme has left out of pocket.
Effectively, service providers have underwritten the flaws or the faults in the NDIS systems. These are not-for-profit providers by and large. They don't have the capacity to absorb additional costs.
The report also found that one in four companies are operating at a loss and one in ten are considering getting out of the sector since the NDIS came into place. Andrew Richardson considers this a tragedy.
At the very time, we need to be working together to grow the disability support workforce and really meet the needs of people with disability, we're seeing dysfunctional outcomes.
The National Disability Insurance Agency administers the NDIS. In a statement, it acknowledges the changes to the system present both challenges and opportunities for the disability sector. The statement says the agency is committed to continuously working with providers as they transition to the new participant-centred approach.
Michael Edwards with that report.